This is Chapter 3, War on Waste Innovation, Part 8, a discussion of the Tribal Knowledge Council. In the tribal knowledge paradigm, there is a requirement for a formal process or a forcing function to continue to get new ideas into the system and get them implemented. After the initial phase of training is complete, what we call phase zero, employees are introduced to the idea of contributing ideas based upon their improvement of mission-relevant tribal knowledge. During this initial phase, managers and employees are introduced to the Tribal Knowledge Council, which we call the TKC. The TKC is the control point for managing improvements in the business. The purpose of the TKC is to be the clearinghouse for change or new ideas for improvement. It is a touchstone of the CEO and his executive team. It is not managed as much as it is an automated administrative activity with a dashboard tracking process of results. A word of caution here. This council has no direct authority, nor should it. It merely facilitates the process of putting ideas into play. If authority is given, it will both conflict with the line management authority and create an artificial elite status which will dampen participation. In the book, we have a picture of a diagram of what we imagine the Tribal Knowledge Council to represent. At the top is a CEO with a line arrow both ways to the Tribal Knowledge Council. Beneath the CEO are the various executives in the management team, and below that are teams with managing support, contributing ideas to the Tribal Council, and then at the very bottom it shows employees with arrows up into the team, indicating that they're putting ideas into play, and an arrow down from the management team indicate that they're providing support to the employees. The Japanese call this continuous process improvement activity Kaizen. Continuous improvement and ongoing innovation is not an accidental discovery. It is part of their national religion, Zen Buddhism. But as we noted earlier, this concept rolls off the shoulders of American managers. However, when the concept is framed in terms of internal growth or profit improvement, it definitely rings the bell. That was a lesson that we learned early. The TKC reports to the CEO, as we noted in the chart. In this diagram, all ideas for tribal knowledge improvement are routed through the TKC. In this diagram, the CEO is the chairman of the TKC. It isn't necessary for the CEO to attend any or all of the meetings of the TKC. The CEO just needs to see the input, progress, and output of the ideas going in. The TKC is ideally automated, but the tracking is not complicated in small companies. When a Fortune 100 company does this, it is best if it is automated to deal with the volume of activity. A few words need to be said about the staffing of the TKC. It cannot become a place for anyone to create his or her agenda of power. The TKC is merely where ideas go. They are tracked from initiation of the idea or project to the proposed solution through the metrics that the idea actually generates the results projected by the proposal. The TKC tracks the revenue increase, productivity improvement, or cost reduction projected by the team. The CEO and the executive team keep in touch with the results so that successful teams may be recognized both when the idea is ready to go until it hits its target goal of waste elimination. Our concern about making the TKC or any idea or innovation control point a power position It is too often abused and becomes a point of tension. An individual who has a personal agenda that conflicts with the corporate mission can be problematic. The best way to avoid this problem is to not make the TKC a power position. Ideally, in the tribal knowledge paradigm, ideas flow from every employee. In this methodology, improving tribal knowledge is a defined responsibility of every manager. That objective was defined to be the second of the tribal knowledge paradigm principles. One of the most difficult parts of this process in large companies is dealing with lawyers. In most Fortune 500 companies, there is a patent management group. This group sometimes gets involved in demands or asks to look over the shoulder of the TKC activities to make sure that ideas with patent potential are identified early in the process to ensure intellectual property is protected. On the other hand, these groups are by nature power centers and need to be controlled as well. With a power-hungry patent attorney monitoring, nothing would get done. All ideas would be scrutinized and progress would grind to a halt. This is normal in a balance of innovation and productivity improvement and IP protection. It is not a danger, merely a precaution, that issues can arise in this process that need to be analyzed. The tracking of all ideas is the responsibility of the TKC. Implementation is the responsibility of the team and any executives that need to be involved. So when someone has an idea for a process improvement, the idea is submitted to the TKC and the War on Waste process, or similar problem-solving tool, is applied to get the idea converted into action, and the implementation plan and metrics of success are posted for all to see. The progress of the team is posted by the TKC. Results of project status also need to be posted for all to review. The Tribal Knowledge Council is the single point of tracking for all ideas and innovations that improve mission-relevant tribal knowledge in the company. All ideas, large and small, need to be reported here because the respect from recognition flowing from ideas that improve tribal knowledge are an important key to the success of this methodology. The ideas serve as the basis of what was noted earlier with earned recognition. We know that some ideas are so easy to implement that they don't deserve much attention. But as we noted earlier, the idea is important, but equally important is the recognition attained by those making a financial contribution to the company with an idea. After all, that is what the tribal knowledge paradigm is all about. Managing Kaizen, another way to look at the Tribal Knowledge Council. One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you sustain change, or better yet, how do you continue to get new ideas into the system and get them implemented? After the training is complete, we introduce client employees to the problem-solving setup that we call the Tribal Knowledge Council. We've recently discussed that. The Tribal Knowledge Council, or TKC, is a control point for managing innovation in a business. The purpose of the TKC, as noted earlier, is to be the clearinghouse for change or new ideas for improvement. In the tribal knowledge paradigm, managers and executives support the Tribal Knowledge Council by making sure that all ideas from their subordinates are routed through the TKC. In that way, they are assured that they are doing their job by improving tribal knowledge or know-how. The Japanese call this continuous process improvement activity Kaizen. Continuous improvement and ongoing innovation is not an accidental discovery. It is part of their national religion, Zen Buddhism. The philosophy of Zen is reflected in the quote of Konosuke Matsushita that we read earlier. In the tribal knowledge paradigm, the TKC reports to the CEO as noted in the chart previously. All innovation ideas are routed through the TKC. The key to the operation of the TKC is that it is staffed with non-executive personnel. One of the major complaints that I've heard about the TKC is that the process of implementing policy change through such a board is going to make the process very slow. I would probably agree with that idea superficially, but you have to look at the length of time that it takes for a policy to not only get started, but to be put into practice. As an example of this, in one of my clients, the head of engineering, had to leave town on a business trip. He had a new RMA, that's a return materials authorization policy, that he wanted to implement. So he hurriedly wrote down the policy, bounced it off a few of his peers, and sent it out for all managers for implementation. Just a comment. An RMA, or return material authorization, in a company that sells a product that can be returned for repair or replacement, an RMA document or something like it is required for sales or whomever to activate the process to repair or replace the product. Sounds reasonably easy, but evidence is overwhelming that it isn't. As this particular executive headed out the door, I told him that he should run this policy through the TKC. He couldn't be bothered, and the CEO was not around to intervene. Besides, he said, the process would take too long. I thought a second and told him that when he got back from his trip, we would check to see if his policy had been successfully implemented. He agreed to meet with me on his return 2 weeks later, and I was there, of course, waiting for him. He walked out to the RMA area and asked the technician in charge of evaluating RMAs whether he had seen the new RMA policy. He thought that he had. Then he reached into his file drawer and pulled it out. Of course, he had received it. That wasn't too surprising, but when we found out that over 50% of the employees that had a need to know had never seen the policy, it was clear that the old way wasn't working. So we turned the new RMA policy over to the TKC. They convened a meeting, picked a team of 4 employees from departments that might be concerned with the new RMA policy. They took the proposed policy and walked it around the company and got input from a number of employees. The policy was revised and then passed by all department directors. Unanimous approval was obtained, and all of this only took 3 days and about 10 total man hours of effort. The new policy was submitted to the CEO approval. A new survey at the end of 1 week indicated that everyone knew the new RMA policy, and that was that. One of the concepts that we discovered is that once the TKC gets rolling, all ideas don't need to be routed through it. If an idea doesn't affect any other department, that we call a Class 1 problem, then we set up a budget for each department to ensure that Class 1 problems, Class 2 problems are those with only 2 departments affected, and Class 3 problems with more than 2. If you try this first, when a TKC is set up, you may end up with a problem. Many of the best ideas come from employees who work for a manager or leader who is threatened by employee ideas, and they never get a consideration from the manager. For this reason, it is recommended that all ideas get routed through the TKC. Then, if it should be handled in a department, it is coordinated by the TKC, that is, supported by the CEO. I know that when we have a problem routed back to the department and the CEO supports the TKC activity, things will get done. Until the process gets working correctly, it usually works best to route all ideas through the TKC. In classifying problems, a Class 1 problem is one that only affects a single department. So just make sure that you've got that into your head about how you deal with that and the budget processes that are set up to manage those issues. Consider the following example. If you want to change a data input screen to make it more efficient, it's usually a Class 3 problem because more than two departments are affected by this change. If you want to improve purchasing process, it usually affects at least three departments, purchasing, manufacturing, and administration. As you work through this classification process, you'll get the hang of it. The TKC is the single point of control for all innovation in the company. We have sample charters and bylaws of the TKC. If you email me at the address below, you can get a copy of them in an electronic format. They have been revised a number of times, but I believe that each company should write its own and edit them as needed to deal with the conditions specific to its business. You may email me at lynn@bertain.com. That's it, the end of Chapter 3 of the War on Waste Innovation, Part 8. You may also reach me by phone at 510-520-8011. The next chapter will consider the five whys, multiple points of control, moments of truth, and reporting of honest data. Thank you very much.